home building and home ownership are a big backbone of the country. And the Trump administration, so far in terms of rolling back regulations, assisting home building, and hopefully getting into some assistance on lending, will promote more home building and home ownership. But tariffs could hurt it.
Yep.
Higher prices on lumber could hurt it.
Yep.
And if rates tick up, I think that the miracle that was the last few years when rates went up and demand stayed high is going to flatten out a little bit.
Good morning. Welcome to North Point of View. I'm here with Bill Glass. Bill, how are you?
I'm great.
Bill and I have been working together for, I don't know, 5 years or so?
At least.
We had a conversation the other night at dinner, and you were sort of talking about where you grew up, college, and being in Savannah. And you said something interesting about the culture of Savannah. Can you put that in context of like where you grew up, Baltimore, and college, and LA school, and all that, but then why you love Savannah?
So I grew up in Baltimore, which is a great old city that's seen better days, but it's still a port city, has an authentic downtown, Fells Point, Federal Hill, Colonial. I went to school in Philly. I went to Penn undergrad, and Philly has a lot of the same colonial waterfront traditions and culture and architecture. And then I moved out to LA for law school. But ending up in Savannah is one of the lucky things that happened in my life. I feel like I married a girl from Savannah who brought me here. I could have ended up almost anywhere, having fallen in love with somebody from another place. But Savannah has all those waterfront aspects, all the history, all the colonial architecture and intrinsic beauty, and it is one of the last truly authentic places in America. I mean, there are so few places. I would say
why do you say that? Because that was, you said, you used a phrase, it was like inside its own culture or something to that effect. Like it's comfortable in its own skin, but Savannah is unique.
Right. Savannah is totally unique, but it's totally comfortable with its bubble and its skin. And it doesn't need to become something else. It doesn't need to attract brands and retail and restaurants from all over the country. It is a very homegrown, authentic, congenial place that's in love with itself for all the right reasons.
Yeah.
But its authenticity, I think, is what makes it remarkable in a country where so often development means borrowing the same exact thing from every other city.
Right.
You know? I mean, it's there's so few places left. New Orleans, Santa Fe, San Francisco come to mind, but I mean, Savannah is a totally real and authentic place. You can come here for 3 or 4 days or a lifetime and never feel like it's inauthentic, it's copying.
That's a great Chamber of Commerce line, by the way.
Yeah.
3 or 4 days or a lifetime.
I know. I wish they'd hire me.
And, you know, we had dinner with a friend from Chicago. It was his first visit. And, you know, my description was, well, Savannah is the middle sister, right? Charleston's the firstborn, the oldest, more proper sister. New Orleans is the party girl.
Right.
But Savannah is the middle sister.
Right. It's the Goldilocks.
Very comfortable.
Right.
Right, where she doesn't need really anything else at this point.
Right. And not trying to become anything more than it is. I mean, it wants more opportunity. It wants growth and business and change insofar as it can improve people's lives. But it doesn't desire to be anything but a better version of what it is right now.
Yeah. And in three words, what is that? I tend to say we like to have fun in Savannah.
For sure.
Right? There's a deep Southern culture here. We love food, love drink, college football.
And then SCAD brings the arts.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that the thing people miss about Savannah, if they read about it and know about it, is that in addition to being in the Deep South and subscribing to a rich history and culture, it has this incredible diversity due to SCAD and arts and people from all over the world bringing new ideas and new creativity to the place, you know, so It's great. I mean, I'm here forever. I'm a huge believer, and I don't think another thing we talked about the other night is I don't think we can guess about how great Savannah becomes.
I agree. Quick, you mentioned Philly, so you're all in on the Eagles this
Sunday. All in on the Eagles,
right?
Birds.
Bet you like $50 bet, like going big on the Eagles.
I've got a parlay on the Eagles and whether Taylor Swift is going to sing when they lose or just go home.
L.A., you know, you spent obviously at least four years out there, right?
Love L.A.
Law school. The fires at L.A., and I've got friends out there, I've talked to them, but it got real to me when you described the conversation you had with your friend about every book in their home has to be cleaned because of the soot that's in their home.
Right. So my friend was one of the fortunate people in the Palisades whose house was not destroyed, and he was glad about that and felt very fortunate, but he's now suffering the process of kind of retaking his house. And every single item has to be cleaned inside and out because soot has made its way into the fabric of every inch and fiber of the house.
Wow.
And it also, you know, I think that, and they're covering this on the news and it's all well and good, but I mean, I think people forget because there's so much privilege out there that whether you're, you know, rich or poor, I mean, your home is your sustenance, you know?
Right.
And when that is destroyed and ruined and requires so much reinvention and rework, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah,
no matter who
for sure.
You know?
Yeah, there's layers to that story. Roll to business for a second. You're pretty deep in, I guess, some type of hierarchy with the Home Builders Association. I don't know. You go to meetings in D.C. and you go to the big meetings out in Vegas.
Right.
Have you got like a title with them?
Yeah,
are you like
I was the chair of the Legal Affairs Committee for the National Home Builders Association. And I still sit on the board. I'm on the Legal Affairs Committee, and I sit on the board of the National Home Builders Association.
So that's like a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a big deal. But I have a front seat and pay close attention to advocacy and the business of home building. And that's probably my primary occupation.
Yeah, which is, I mean, and Walter and I talked a lot about how in so many ways the home building industry in America is sort of the backbone of the economy.
Right.
I mean, it just touches everything.
Right.
So this is, in a way, it's, I mean, it's important. The next couple of years seem to be sort of, in my mind, pivotal on what happens to, like, our national economy for the next decade. I mean, just, you know, as goes home building, so goes the nation. And it seems like there's been a softening, right? Interest rates up. The economy, home building wants to click back into gear. But if interest rate, you and I have been talking about it earlier today, if they kick up another point or two, I mean, there's a chill, right? That sort of washes over the entire industry. Yet there's still a ton of optimism. A lot of people out there making big moves. What are your thoughts on like sort of the opportunity versus the risk in home building the next couple of years?
Yeah, I think that you put it exactly right. There's tremendous energy around home building right now, right? There's endless appetite for lots and building among home builders, and the American dream of home ownership is as strong as ever and probably the primary motivating force in work and income generation for Americans. So, I mean, home building and home ownership are a big backbone of the country. And the Trump administration, so far in terms of rolling back regulations and assisting home building and hopefully getting into some assistance on lending, will promote more home building and home ownership. But tariffs could hurt it.
Yep.
Higher prices on lumber could hurt it.
Yep.
And if rates tick up, I think that the miracle that was the last few years when rates went up and demand stayed high is going to flatten out a little bit. Because
sure.
I think you drew out all the people who had to get a new home or really wanted to get a new home no matter the rate.
Yeah.
And now there's still a lot of people stuck in their homes at old rates that won't move out until we probably hit a solid, steady 5 to 6% rate on interest rates. If that ticks up, I think it'll chill a little bit. But if you look at all the smart home builders, and they're smart and sophisticated, they have tremendous confidence in home building generally in the U.S., but in the Southeast in particular. I mean, I think that throughout the Southeast, almost no matter the rate, unless it goes crazy, the trends, the population trends, people moving here, the attractiveness to businesses, is making home building and home ownership in the Southeast, and in particular the coastal Southeast, wonderful. It's going to be, I tell the folks I work with all the time in Savannah, in places like Savannah, I think they have the wind at their backs in home building and home building related industries for 20 years probably.
Yeah, it's sort of, it's an amazing time. The trend line is solid. It feels like the world wants to be in the Southeast, wants to be in the coastal Southeast. It's also our responsibility and obligation to, you know, protect the asset that we have, right? Just as you described Savannah, people come here because of what it is. Let's try to maintain what we have, right?
Yeah.
At the same time, while embracing growth.
Yeah. I mean, we should grow, but not grow like crazy. But I think that there's plenty of room here for a higher tide to raise more ships. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that there are beautiful places to live outside of Savannah that are still affordable for Americans and be proximate to one of the greatest cities in the country, you know? And I think we still have, we could double or triple in size without ruining the culture and the authenticity of Savannah.
Sponsored by the Savannah Chamber of Commerce, come for 3 or 4 days or a lifetime. All right, next time I'll make sure that Walter's here to give a few more probing questions, dig deeper into the home building piece. Great having you here. And we'll also catch up on the contract negotiations between you and Dos Equis.
Those should be concluded by then.
Taking over the title as world most interesting man.
Yeah, and we're Bill not Glass. Running this part of the podcast.
Thanks, guys.
All right, good thank afternoon. You. I enjoyed it.
All right, see you, man.
Appreciate it.